This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Thousands of pro-democracy demonstrators filled Hong Kong's international airport Monday, forcing the cancellation of all flights. On the streets of Hong Kong earlier Monday, enraged protesters blocked roads and defied police orders to disperse after riot officers fired tear gas and non-lethal ammunition at fleeing crowds. Hong Kong's deputy commissioner says he will continue deploying decoy officers against what he refers to as violent protesters.
As long as they are violent protesters, if they are aiming to use deadly force against any other people, we will try our best to do investigation and have them apprehended.
Dozens of injuries were reported. U.S. Attorney General William Barr is promising a thorough investigation into the apparent suicide of Jeffrey Epstein, a disgraced financier who was awaiting trial on sex trafficking charges. Barr says Epstein's death at the Metropolitan Correctional Center, or MCC, was an unwelcome shock.
I was appalled, and indeed the whole department was, and frankly, angry, to learn of the MCC's failure to adequately secure this prisoner.
He said the problems that allowed for Epstein's death will be examined and corrected.
We are now learning of serious irregularities at this facility that are deeply concerning and demand a thorough investigation.
South Korea says it's removing Japan from a list of trusted trade partners to a new category that brings more restrictions on exports of sensitive goods. The move is the latest in a back-and-forth trade dispute between the two countries, which has included Japan dropping South Korea from its own list of preferred trading partners. In Washington, this is VOA News. The Trump administration announced a new policy Monday that would